Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building. Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show is about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions, what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight. You know that feeling when your calendar is a mess, your inbox is overflowing, and you think, if only I had an assistant who just handled it. That's the promise of AI agents. Last episode, we defined what an agent really is. Today, we're going deeper. I'm going to show you how agents actually think. The three ingredients that make them useful, just planning, memory, and feedback loops. By the end, you'll see how to build an agent that doesn't just talk. It takes action, learns from mistakes, and saves you real hours in your week. Here's the truth. Most agents you see on social media are toys. They look flashy in a demo, but fall apart in real life. Why? Because they can't plan. They can't remember. And they can't fix mistakes. Without those three, an agent is just a chatbot with a fancier name. But when you add planning, memory, and feedback, something magical happens. Feels like the agent actually thinks. That's what we'll cover today with stories, a live demo, and even a quiz to test your instincts. Let's look at planning. Think of planning as the map. An agent starts with a goal, then breaks it to steps. Say the goal is plan my workout week. A chatbot might just list some exercises. But an agent, it checks your calendar, sees that you're free Monday morning or Monday evening and Wednesday morning. It balances intensity so that you're not sore 2 days in a row. And also it proposes a full week plan. That's planning. It takes a big task and turns it into manageable steps. Without it, you're wandering without a map. Let's look at memory. Now, planning is great, but if you forget what you just did, you're stuck. That's why memory matters. Agents have two kinds of memory. Short-term memory is like a scratch pad. It tracks the last step or two. Now, long-term memory for agents, it's like a notebook. It stores important things for later. For example, when scheduling your workouts, the agent remembers it already filled Monday. That's short term. It also remembers that you like running outdoors, so it avoids rainy days. That's long term. Without memory, every step is a fresh start. With memory, the agent feels consistent, almost human-like. And here's the final ingredient of agents. Feedback loops. Now, when every plan meets reality, reality pushes back. Let's say the agent tries to book Tuesday at 7 p.m., but finds that the time is already taken. With feedback, it retries Wednesday morning. Or maybe it drafts an email that's too long. With feedback, it shortens it. Feedback can come from the system itself, like automatic retries, or from you, the human, which would be approval steps, yes or no buttons. Without feedback, the agents collapse at the first mistake. With feedback, they course correct and actually get things done. Hey, now let's look at a demo of the AI agent so that we can see how it actually works. Here's what happened. I first gave it a prompt, and this was my prompt. I said, "You are a calendar coach in agent mode. The goal is plan exactly 3 90-minute deep work sessions this week, plus one 45-minute admin block and one 30-minute workout. Constraints, week window Sunday, September 21 to September 27, 2025. And I mentioned the time zone I'm in. I also mentioned avoid conflicts with events I provide that treat as read-only ground truth. Prefer morning for deep work, admin after lunch, and all blocks end by 5 p.m. Ask for explicit approval. Do not create or modify events. Dry run only. If a proposed time overlaps, use a feedback loop to retry the next best slot. My events for this week, I mentioned what those events are, and I also gave what an output I'm expecting. I mentioned the output is around the proposed schedule. There is ISO local times, each time with a one-line reason. And I also mentioned I want a yes-no approval checklist for each block, a two-sentence conflict rationale, even if there are no conflicts, and a 60-second kickoff action for the first deep work block. So I also gave it my actual calendar screenshot. So what it did was it reviewed, this is what it gave me back, right? It said, I reviewed the calendar screenshot you shared, the existing recurring events, morning affirmations, whatever I had. It just mentioned the different events I have. He also mentioned that it does not conflict with the proposed blocks, which the AI was suggesting, the agent was suggesting. It also mentioned that the AI agent also mentioned that your weekends also have brief blocks at certain times and another brief block at certain time, but these are outside the proposed times. So the proposed schedule that it came up with no conflicts detected, had like four columns to it. One was a block, one was a proposed time, one was reason, and one was approve, yes or no. So one was like could be event one, and between 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on 9:22, so on Monday. And then reason, Monday morning start allows for focused work while energy is high. And then it gave me an approve, yes or no, with the checkbox. And then like four other events like that, with an admin block event as well. Said that reason for admin block between 1 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. is because post-lunch session for administrative tasks when cognitive load is lower. So it's yes or no. So here's what I'm noticing, right? It's taking into account what I wanted. I said I wanted to do admin work after lunch, focused work in the morning, evening time for the workout. And it gave me that. And it gave me those proposed times. And it said, this is what I think you should do. And give me an approve yes or no so that I can go ahead and make the schedule. And it also mentioned like a kickoff action for the first deep work block. It said before starting the Monday deep work session, clear your workspace, silence notifications, and then write down the single most important task you intend to complete. Set a 90-minute timer, take a few deep breaths, and jump straight into that task without checking messages or emails. Let me know which blocks you approve and I'll prepare the calendar events accordingly. Nothing will be added until you confirm. This is what the AI agent said to me. And here's the thing, right? I didn't mention like I work from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. This kind of information would have been helpful for it. And it's obviously like I can obviously go back and do that, but I just wanted to do like a general session, general demo walkthrough here and help you see how an AI agent really works. What we need to see, what we can see now is that AI agents can help you prepare your calendar. If that was already not known, it's just something that is taken care of for you if you just notice the live demo, here's what just happened. I wanted to showcase the planning, memory, and feedback loop. In terms of planning, it gave me a deep work session, which I wanted to do across Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with a slotted admin in the afternoon and a workout in the evening. Memory, it remembered the window that I wanted to do it between, like it said, like September 27 was the end date, 21 being the start date. It remembered the window that I gave it, and it didn't repeat any overlapping times. And in terms of feedback loop, when I added my calendar screenshot, it checked against those affirmations plus focus hours and explained why there were no conflicts. And the human in the loop, it gave me an approval checklist, whether yes or no, whether I approve it or not, showing the dry run mode. And a kickoff action, like it ended with a concrete 60-second kickoff, which was essentially that, you know, before starting the work on Monday for deep work, clear your workspace, silence notifications, and then write down single most important task you intend to complete. So that is like a that's like a great kickoff for 60 seconds that helps you to, you know, start your work right away. And this whole thing is just gold for how AI agents actually think. And now I want to come back to the segment. Just want to talk about some other examples where you can use AI agents, like a calendar blocker, for example, which I just talked about, where it reads your goals, scans your schedule, proposes blocks, and asks for approval before creating them. An email triage, which I mentioned last time as well, it sorts your emails by type, drafts short replies, and leaves the final send to you. So the human in the loop is also there. And a podcast prep agent gathers bios, writes a briefing, and drafts starter questions. So this could be for your podcast guest if you want to have them. And an inbox to Notion connector, so it turns your emails into to-do tasks with due dates, right? So that also is a great use case for an AI agent. You can also have a data digest agent where it pulls yesterday's metrics, flags anything unusual, and drafts a Slack update or a team update, Microsoft Teams. So none of these are science fiction, right? There's practical helpers. Once you can know how to use one, you'll wonder how you ever worked without it. Okay, now that we learned AI agents, before I wrap up, I just wanted to do a true false lightning round and answers at the end. All right, here's the first question. An AI agent is just a chatbot that answers questions. True or false? An AI agent is just a chatbot that answers questions. If an agent can replan when one tool breaks, it's probably real. But the third question I have is, clear goals matter less than clever prompts. Again, all of these are true or false. Third, repeating again, clear goals matter less than clever prompts. Fourth one, memory makes agents feel consistent. Memory makes agents feel consistent. Fifth one, feedback loops are optional. Fifth one, again repeating, feedback loops are optional. Sixth one is agents don't have to be perfect. They just need to keep going. Repeating it again. Agents don't have to be perfect. They just need to keep going. All right. Now that I went with the questions, I just want to give you the answers here. The first answer here is false to the question. An AI agent is just a chatbot that answers questions. Right, so that one is false. The second one question I'll repeat and I'll give you the answer. If an agent can replan when one tool breaks, it's probably real. And the answer here is true. The third question, clear goals matter less than clever prompts. The answer is false. Fourth one, memory makes agents feel consistent. Answer is true. Fifth one, feedback loops are optional. Answer is false. Sixth, agents don't have to be perfect. They just need to keep going. Answer true. Well, if you score all six, you're ahead of the curve. If not, don't worry. Just learn by building. And the explanations for these answers are there in the episode. So just go back and listen to the episode and you'll figure out these answers. Well, how this applies to your work. So whether you're studying, managing projects, or just battling your inbox, the same three ingredients apply. Where you need to define a clear goal, break it into steps, keep notes on what's been done, and add a way to adjust when things go wrong. That's it. That's the recipe. Planning, memory, and feedback. If you ignore these, you're building sandcastles. If you include them, you're building systems that last. Here's my challenge for you. Build your first mini agent. I want you to pick one goal this week. Write it down in plain English or whatever language that you want. Break it into three steps. Add a scratch pad, a doc, a note, or a sticky. And add one feedback rule like, ask me before saving. Congratulations. That's your first mini agent. It won't be perfect. but it will work better than 90% of the hype you see online. If your agent doesn't give you time back, it's just a toy. But when you frame the goal clearly, give it memory and let it learn from feedback. It becomes a tool you'd rely on every day. For me, the difference was real. I went from staring at a messy inbox and calendar to getting 2 hours back every week. That's not hype, that's clarity. Here are some discussion questions for you, and I'll link to the discussion in the show notes. What's one task in your day that you'd want an agent to handle first? Do you trust an AI to plan your calendar? Why or why not? Which is harder for you? Planning, remembering, or fixing mistakes? Share your thoughts, and I'd love to hear them. That's today's episode, How AI Agents Actually Think. If this helped, share it with one friend who's drowning in admin work. Next time, we'll take it up a notch and talk about what happens when one agent isn't enough. Multi-agent systems that pass tasks between each other. Until then, remember, planning, memory, and feedback are the difference between hype and something that actually saves you time. There's one final discussion point I wanted to cover. What's harder for you? Planning, remembering, or correcting mistakes? Before you go, just wanted to let you know that I record with Riverside. I'm an affiliate partner, Riverside. They helped me record this episode and they have amazing audio quality. So that's something I just wanted to recommend if you're ever deciding to do your own podcast. This is a great platform to record because their editing features are amazing. Their AI editing is, I think, next level. Helps you remove all awkward pauses and gives your sound a strong voice. It gives you a strong voice. So I would highly recommend Riverside. As the reason why I chose to be an affiliate partner, because I actually use the product and I love it. So link to join their platform is in the show notes. And again, I'm an affiliate partner. So if you make any purchase, I may make a small commission from it. I also host an RSS.com. Also, I'm an affiliate partner of RSS because they have an amazing distribution channel. They are able to publish your episodes from RSS into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and even lets you publish your episode with one button into YouTube as well. Did I forget to mention that you can start making money by hosting on RSS.com, even if you have just 10 downloads a month. So that's all you need to make money, 10 downloads a month. It's a new feature they started and it's amazing. So again, link to join RSS.com will be in the show notes. I'm also using Cider.ai to help with my research. So if you are interested in any research for your content, or for in general, you want to learn about anything, want to read research papers or any kind of thing to improve your knowledge, Cider.ai is your platform to use. So again, I'm an affiliate partner and I'd love if you're able to support the show by clicking on my affiliate link and joining Cider.ai. Hey, it's Mukundan. If this episode helped you, two tiny favors that make a huge difference. Rate the show 5 stars. On Spotify, you can just open the show page and tap the star button. On Apple Podcasts, scroll to the bottom of the show page and tap 5 stars. Also, leave a 1-2-line review on Apple Podcasts. Tell me one takeaway. I read every single one and it helps more people find the show. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining and I will see you in the next episode of Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.